Grace and peace to you on this Christmas season, where we can find hope and joy in the little things in life, especially in a little baby born into the world of chaos, into a world of empire, into a world that loves money more than caring for the least of these, into a world where hopes and dreams can be bought and sold, usually to the highest bidder, which leaves about 98% of us out in the cold. Which it ought to be today, but, you know, it's not cold today. And it should be cold today. Man, maybe there's too much methane and carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, making our planet very similar to Venus, the hottest planet in the solar system. Well, this year is ending. The days of the year will run out in a few days. On Thursday, we'll have a new day, or a new year, sorry. But the chaos still remains. The 1% still remains. Our hopes and our dreams still remain locked. People can't afford gas, food, electricity. Same chaos, different year. You know, we could certainly use a savior about now, huh?
Amen.
We could use... Well... You know, I know it's a very American thing to do, to pull ourselves up by our bootstraps. But we get so tired sometimes. We need a Savior. And right on cue, walks in John the Baptist. In the Gospel of John, we actually don't know if John actually baptized Jesus. It doesn't say that. It says that the Spirit of God descended on him. Was it a vision? Or was it while Jesus was baptized? The other Gospels are quite clear. But John was written for a different audience. And John was a troublemaker. The religious authorities think he's up to no good. So they send out their first rank of correctors. They ask him, "Who are you?" And John doesn't tell them who he is. He tells them who he is not. "I am not the Messiah, the Anointed One, the Christ. I am not the One." And I know this comes as a disappointment to all those who think Neo of the Matrix was the One. He isn't the One either. There are still others who like to babble on about how good they are, and because they've been anointed by God to collectively listen to the Word of God and tell everybody to send in money. They aren't the ones either. I'm wondering if they will confess that they are not the Messiah. But John the Baptist testifies, "I am not the Messiah. He is not Elijah. He is not the prophet." He wants to make that quite clear. He has come to announce something magnificent, something holy, something that will change the world. He's come to announce that the One who was, before he ever was, the One that comes after him, the One that ranks above him, is coming into the world. John did not know him, but was sent to tell the world about him. to tell the world that the One will be revealed to humankind, to the world. John was able to point to the One. John was able to tell the world, this is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. John was and still is the one who recognized that someone great has come into the world. God would point to him, say, this is the Lamb of God. There was no quibbling. He knew. He was very sure. John didn't have him home. Now, in the Gospel of Matthew, we see a little bit different version of John, who was in prison and sent his disciples to Jesus in order to find out if this was the person that he was prophesying about. There seemed to be a question in his mind whether this was the one, or should he wait for another? In the Gospel of John, however, there is no ambiguity. John's Gospel was written 20 or 30 years after Matthew and Luke, and some 30 to 40 years after Mark wrote his seminal work, The Gospel of Mark. There was no doubt in the mind of John the Baptist who it was that was coming into the world, who it was that he was foreshadowing, who it was that came before him, even though he came after him. Who it was who was greater than him. In the end, John would admit that Jesus would become greater and greater, and he himself would diminish. John had not come into the world to steal Jesus' glory, but to point to the one that was. To point to the one who is going to be revealed to Israel and to the world. If you would like to know more about this one that came before the baptizer, I suggest that you go to the Gospels and read the words of Jesus. If you have a red letter edition, it's even easier. I would start there. Read them. Hold them in your hearts, even if they may seem harsh at times. Follow Jesus' commandments, for they fulfill the law and the prophets. Teach these words to your children and your children's children's children. You can set aside, the books of Leviticus and Deuteronomy for now, because they all have to be looked at through the eyes of Jesus. You can gnaw upon the word of the world's Savior. He is Christ the Lord. He has come, we celebrate, at this time of year, when it's the darkest and bleakest time of the year. And I'm from Cleveland, Ohio, and it's even darker and bleaker at this time of year. So we know about dark and bleak. So Jesus has come into the world. John was there to point to him so everybody knew who he was. Sorry, it wasn't Neo. Sorry, it wasn't all the other people who declared themselves Messiah. It was Christ our Lord, the Anointed One, who has come into the world. Thanks be to God. Amen.